You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Mr. Alex Boyd, CEO and founder of Lead Generation and Revenue Building Company, Revenues In. Mr. Boyd, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's great to be here.
You bet, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, what is the Ikigai, and how are you using that to drive successful business?
Well, it's the combination of what you love doing, what you're skilled at, what the world needs, and then also what you can make money doing. And a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs too, they don't really know why they're doing things, and they have this choice between, is this a lifestyle business, is this a growth business? People who work have the same issue, and it's a big problem with work in general, with having passion in what you do, being able to combine the work and your life. And having that transition from work-life balance to work-life harmony. And, you know, number one, it makes me able to get up every day wishing it was Monday, and sometimes it is, and also just have that zeal and passion when I get on a client call or work with my team. It lets me know that I'm doing the right things, I'm on the strategy, I'm on the path, I'm doing what I want to be doing, and it aligns all those four aspects to, you know, make sure that I have harmony in my life, and also that I'm doing well in my business, and I'm not changing strategy all the time, and I'm being affected by a lack in one of those four areas.
Yeah, some solid information there. Thanks for that. How does a Zen or mindful approach to business actually improve revenues?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people let their ego get in the way of things, and the core of mindfulness is trying to strip ego out of the equation. And sales is a big area where people often need more help with this, because as with anything else, we need to plan our strategy out and then stick to it. And if you have a plan that you need to stick to, getting your own emotions out of it and not changing it once it's in progress is a huge component of that. And this doesn't just apply to sales, but everything else too, right? If we make financial decisions, operational decisions, personnel decisions, hiring and firing, based on, you know, ego and emotion and wanting to appear as something, or micromanaging employees because you're not confident in your own leadership, then you're destroying revenue potential, right? If you're letting your ego get in the way when you're offering discounts to customers for no good reason, which people do all the time, without a reason behind it, then you're crippling your profit margins. So the main core of Zen and mindfulness is getting the ego out of the way. And that's a really, really tough thing to do in an era, and especially a country where, you know, the West, we really favor individualism. And that gets a lot of people in this ego-centric mindset, which is harmful to being a great entrepreneur and a great leader in general.
Yeah, no doubt there. Now, what would you say is the most common mistake businesses make in lead generation?
Yeah, when it comes to lead gen specifically, I would say that the most common mistake is people who think that it's going to happen for them, and they reactively wait until their customers give them referrals. That's the biggest thing. They think that sales is about putting on a suit and tie and schmoozing and shaking hands and kissing babies, and they don't want to do that, so they rely on referrals and word of mouth, and so they're reactive. And they make this mistake, and they grow either very slowly or not enough, and they are forced from a lack of leads into making bad decisions, groveling for business, because they don't have proactive control of their own lead pipeline.
Yeah, it certainly makes a whole lot of sense. Today we're joined by Mr. Alex Boyd, the CEO and founder of Lead Generation and Revenue Building Company, Revenues In, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Boyd, how did your personal journey take you from salesperson to mindful CEO?
I think the biggest thing, it's a good question, is and many people are surprised by this, especially my clients and the, you know, industry of sales that sees me in it and sees this, you know, ideally a thought leader in how sales should be done. And they're surprised to hear that I was very much an accidental revenue person at all. I did not have, you can't get a degree in sales, and I certainly didn't. I studied moral philosophy in college, and I didn't even apply for sales in my first job. It was an accident. Not really an accident, but it wasn't my choice. It was the sales manager at my first company grabbed my resume from a pile that was applied to the research team and the client services team because I was just terrified of quote-unquote closing and being a closer and what that meant. But that was where the spot was, and so I started in it and picked up the phone, and I was dialing in 80 people a day, trying to connect with at least 30 people a day, and did it. You know, I worked weekends for extra money doing that too, and I quickly learned that my more quantitative sort of mindset could be applied to this. And you know, it wasn't about just being an intuitive people person, that there was really a process and a system for everything from, you know, opening up a conversation, helping someone feel comfortable with you, to how you manage your pipeline. And that let me be successful really quickly, despite not being an intuitive salesperson, quote unquote. And so that let me be really good at my job, and also let me be a good trainer and leader. So within a few years, I changed companies, I stepped into leadership, and I grew a big team for a pretty prominent SaaS company called Indinero. I moved up from San Francisco to Portland. I hired 20 people in 6 months, went really well. On the back of that experience, I left my job and started my own first consultancy and soon an agency that does sales and lead generation for other people. And so instead of just being a VP of sales somewhere, I can be a fractional VP of sales and a sales team for, you know, many more clients than I could have if I just worked, you know, at one company and did it for one person. So this is my first time being an entrepreneur. I've always wanted to do it, but I recognize that I need to stay humble. You know, I don't know everything. This is my first time. I'm a young guy. We're doing pretty well in growing and scaling our own business, but you know, there's a lot of mistakes that I have yet to make, and the best thing that I can do is try my best to soak up wisdom and knowledge from other entrepreneurs who've already made those mistakes, and also to teach other people and be vulnerable about the mistakes that I make in my own business, to, you know, learn from others and also help other people learn from me and what my journey's taking me down, all the while helping our customers grow leads, grow sales, and do what we do best, which is revenue growth.
What is the single most important thing a business owner can do to drive lead generation?
The biggest thing people can do is to not only be proactive about it, but know your customer. And a lot of people think they do, but when you press them on things like, what title does your customer have? How big is their company? Where specifically are they located? What jobs are they hiring for? What other solutions do they use? They often don't know, or their answers are not based on data. It's all very anecdotal. And you can figure this out if you ask two business owners of the same business, two different owners or partners, the same question of who is your ideal customer profile, and they give you different answers. This reveals that they don't know their customer well enough. And so the first thing that we have to do when we work with somebody, and just half an hour ago, I had a conversation again with two partners of the business, and fortunately, they were mostly in agreement. So that was a good sign that they gave a similar answer for who is our ideal client. But you really have to start there and define on a sheet of paper, who are we going after, what title, how big, how much revenue, where are they, and so forth. And then you can be proactive about your lead generation, because you can say, given who we're going to try to sell to and the size of our market, here's how many accounts and how many contacts and leads are in our target market. And then you can actually plan and execute a strategy of going after them, whether it's advertising, outbound, email, phone, social media, whatever it is. You can then go after them. But until you define that market and that target customer, you can't do that. A surprising number of people either don't know it at all, or haven't defined it to the degree you need to, or internally they don't agree on what the different customer profiles are in between their own leadership and the business. So if everyone were to do that, we'd have a lot more efficiency in sales and pipeline growth.
Well, Mr. Boyd, certainly like your approach and your perspective here, and really appreciate the points shared here today and the advice as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, I would say it's the same advice I try to give myself. It's, you know, stay humble, right? If you haven't made a mistake yet, you're going to. And when you do that, people will usually trust you more for it. I find that when I am upfront and vulnerable about what I don't know and very conservative about what I do know, people tend to trust you more. And this is especially, I would say, apparent in an age where you have a lot of concentration of men and entrepreneurs and CEO positions, and also a culture of masculinity where we're expected to know everything and do everything and be perfect. That's just not the case. And so I would say, you know, to entrepreneurs, try to stay open about what your weaknesses are. People will not only respect and trust you for it, but they'll be accepting of it too. And you don't have to pretend like you know everything, which is why it's important to seek help from friends or, you know, consultants and agencies such as us and you know, listen to podcasts like these. But it's okay not to know everything, and you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. But that's part of life, and try to enjoy every step of it.
And certainly appreciate those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. Where can listeners get all the details on Revenues In and be in contact accordingly?
Definitely. Revenuesin.com is our website. And then if you want to reach me on LinkedIn, I'm pretty active there. My name's Alex Boyd. I try to write every week or more than once a week about sales, lead generation, and revenue. But connect with me on LinkedIn, one of my partners, or go to our website and find out more from there. And love to talk with anyone who is interested in doing better with B2B lead gen, appointment setting, or sales development.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Boyd, a pleasure to have had you with us today on the program. Have yourself a great day, and thanks for your time once again.
Thank you, Eric. You too.
We've been speaking with Mr. Alex Boyd, the CEO and founder of lead generation and revenue building company Revenues In. And for all the details and to take advantage, visit revenuesin.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.